Native tribes in northwest Montana are now managing 18,000 acres of land, once known as the National Bison Range. The Biden administration returned the land to the tribes in 2020, more than a century after the government took it from them. As tribes manage this territory, Montana Public Radio's Freddie Menares reports that tribal members are updating and correcting the history that tourists learn when they visit the range.
A narrow gravel road takes visitors up a mountain alongside a creek, and if they're lucky, they'll see buffalo roaming freely on the terrain. The Bison Range sits on more than 18,000 acres of undeveloped land in northwest Montana, land taken by the U.S. government without the tribe's consent. In 2020, Congress passed a law that transitions management of the land from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service back to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, who signed off on the law, says with the loss of tribal homelands and depletion of bison herds, Plains tribes lost traditional connections with the mammal.
But in spite of that tragedy and loss, we are still here. You are still here. And that's something to celebrate.
Haaland says returning management of the land to the tribes is a culmination of Native people's resilience, conservation guided by indigenous knowledge, and the Biden administration's commitment to honor treaty obligations.
When our indigenous ancestors lived on this land alongside the plethora of animals, and they each respected their place in the balance of nature.
She says the people then relied on bison for food and subsistence, believing future generations would do the same.
We all know that history took a tragic and brutal turn after that.
Indigenous people were colonized and settlers hunted bison near extinction. And that history wasn't represented accurately at the Bison Range's Visitor Center. Whisper Camel Means is the tribe's division manager for the wildlife refuge.
And when you came here previously and looked at some of the ways that things were put out, the story wasn't quite correct.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes have made corrections to exhibits inside the visitor center located on the Flathead Reservation. The tribes tried to change the information in the past but couldn't because they say the Fish and Wildlife Service prioritized wildlife preservation. Camel Mean says the exhibits there previously used a different tribe's word for bison.
We're not a lumped together Indian language, Indian things. We're Salish, we're Kalispe, we're Kasanka. We all have different stories.
The visitor center is now open, featuring new exhibits that better reflect the tribe's involvement in bison conservation. Oral histories now included there recount how the U.S. discriminated against and excluded tribal members from land management operations when it was turned into a wildlife refuge. A documentary titled In the Spirit of Atatice sets the record straight about who initially brought bison to the area. Stephanie Gillen, the education program manager for the tribe's natural resources program, says she worked with cultural committees to get the correct history for the new exhibits.
We listen to our elders to where some stuff we have to protect, because if we don't, if we put it out there, we lose, you know, what it gives to us. You know, we lose that power it gives to us.
Generational trauma, Gillen says, is still felt today within tribal communities, and correcting the information at the visitor center is about respect and preserving their history. The tribes are working to build a bigger museum that will be closer to the interstate. It's a push to share their history with more people. For NPR News, I'm Freddie Monades in Moise.